This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 4/4/22. The name of the patient is Songul, S-O-N-G-U-L, Bayram, B-A-Y-R-A-M. This is Codicare Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill excess stress test. File EST space Bayram space S. Treadmill excise stress test, Codicare Associates letterhead, date of examination 4/4/22, referring physician Danuta, D-A-N-U-T-A, Stankiewicz, S-T-A-N-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, performing physician Sharon Hermes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 30-year-old female with complaint of chest discomfort, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. Make that 30-year-old female with history of short PR interval and complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, short PR interval, RSR prime V1, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 60, baseline heart rate, 92 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes and let's make that 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 169, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 138 over 67 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 23322, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient began experiencing chest discomfort during the beginning of stage 3 of, the beginning of stage 2 of stress. Chest discomfort was transient, lasting only briefly in the first minute of stage, fourth minute of exercise and consisting of substernal chest pressure while inspiring. Chest discomfort resolved quickly and recurred transiently in stage 3 of stress during 1 and occurred again only transiently in stage 3 of stress consisting of pleuritic left substernal to left-sided chest discomfort consisting of chest pressure while taking a deep breath, which resolved with exhalation. There was no other chest discomfort during the test. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 106 over 62 and a heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of additional horizontal top sloping ST depression in leads 2, 3, and AVF, and V3 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient experienced her chest discomfort, which consists of pleuritic chest pressure upon inspiration, resolving with expiration, which did not increase with increasing levels of stress, occurred only transiently, and was not accompanied by ECG changes of ischemia or significant hypertension. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. 4, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, baseline short PR interval was noted. Please add that also in the original paragraph where it says no significant arrhythmias, please, preceded by this phrase, a baseline short PR interval was noted, period, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the conference for all this patience. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.